Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast. This is Chapter 5.
Welcome to Mintland!
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're a Mintland.
Hey everybody, welcome back. We are getting into Chapter 5, which is the first competition, Encore. The cool thing about this chapter is I begin to describe some of the behind-the-scenes action as we get into the actual competition season. We're moving along. The exhibition's over. This is an account of the first actual competition that Peppermint performed in, and the competition was Encore. The 2014-2015 season was one of the last seasons that team reps were actually allowed backstage with the teams, sometimes behind stage and even at the awards. So this is kind of a cool thing now that a lot of team reps are not allowed back there anymore. This was kind of the last account, personal account from me being the team rep, really shedding light on what I saw, the special things that made Peppermint Peppermint, and also the little moments that are created. It was kind of cool. So without any further ado, I am going to get into the reading for Chapter 5. Thank you for the comments on Chapter 4. I did get quite a few comments on that. Yes, you did hear some emotion in my voice with some of the readings as I was describing the relationship between Peppermint and Peach. Those are real emotions. I am not a professional voiceover reader, so this book in this time is pretty special to me, along with all the parents that were on the team and the kids, of course. So you will hear some times in my voice where I do get emotional, and I'll try my best to tone that down. But unfortunately, this probably won't be the last time you'll hear things like that, and thank you to my daughters and a few other people who called me out on that. So anyway, I hope you enjoy Chapter 5, and we'll talk with you soon. Take care.
Chapter 5, the first competition, Encore. The team was excited about their performance at the jams. Coach Ashley gave them a lot of encouragement, but also told them they could do much better, and they all agreed. The work continued to perfect the routine for Encore. Encore was a one-day competition that was in Atlanta. The competition was a great way to introduce the electric atmosphere of a competition to the new members of the team who have never experienced a true competition before. If you've never been to an all-star cheer competition before, it can be very intimidating. Competitions are organized chaos. Parents, coaches, and teams scurry around a huge convention center to make sure every team and child is ready. It takes a complete effort from parents, athletes, and coaches to make sure all the teams are in sync. The preparation that goes into making sure all athletes are ready to compete is astounding. The uniforms, the makeup, the hair, it is all a coordinated effort to make sure everyone looks uniform and mentally ready. The beautiful thing about Stingrays is they have this routine down pat. From the meet times in the morning, to making sure parents are prepared, from teams to make sure all their athletes get their head in the game. They are a world-class program for a reason. On the ride into the convention center, we as a family were getting ready. On the drive to the convention center, the conversation normally revolves around nerves and worrying about the competition. On this ride, the discussion was about how Peppermint was going to finish this year.
My youngest was very confident in the grapes routine.
Kelsey has a confidence about her that is impressive. I attribute that confidence to her incredible coaches. She did not seem fazed at all that her team was about to go on stage in front of thousands of people and compete against six other great tiny teams. I have to keep reminding myself that she is only 5 years old and she has nerves of steel. The conversation focused on the Peppermints. Caitlin was getting very nervous. She asked me if I remembered what place Peppermint finished at Encore last year. I did not want to bring it up, but I answered, "Yes, honey, you guys finished 5th place last year." This competition was very traumatic for Peppermint last year. Stingrays are a very successful program, and a 5th place finish is a very rare occurrence. The team was nervous and was in a different mental state during the competition last year. They went on to have an incredible season, but it got off to a slow start during the previous Encore competition. The girls all remembered that feeling and did not ever want to feel that way again. I told my daughter, "The only thing I expect from her is to do her very best. That's all I could ask for." At this young age, it is so important for the kids to fall in love with the sport. It should not be stressful for them, but it should be fun and challenging. As we walked into the convention center, I started to get very nervous. It just hit me. This was my first competition as a team dad. It was hard enough as a family getting 2 girls ready for competition. We had to do that, and then I had to communicate with the 18 other parents to make sure everyone made it into the building on time and everyone was ready for competition. Multiple texts started pouring in. "Where do we park? Where are we meeting? I am running late. I am stuck in traffic." It was all very overwhelming. The trick for me personally is trying to stay calm. I am not a multitasker at all, so trying to stay calm and composed was my biggest challenge. The second your athletes see you freaking out about something, their anxiety levels peak, and their head can get out of the game. The trick is to keep calm and composed until the coaches take them to warm-ups. As a parent, all you focus on is making sure your child is ready to leave for warm-ups. Then you go find your seat and wait. That's it. Well, my youngest got off to their coaches, and the grapes were off to warm-ups. The coaches parade the team down the hall as all the 4- and 5-year-olds hold hands and walk together as a team. It is a great tradition to watch as all the parents cheer as they walk down the corridor. My focus now switched to Peppermint's. I was taking a head count and we were still 2 people short. We still had a few minutes before the scheduled meet time. After a few minutes, all the team members arrived safely. Phew! The first part of my day was complete. As it grew closer to leaving for warm-ups, the focus then shifted to no one killing themselves or hurting each other before a competition. You see, this team was very active. And with them being 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds, they had a lot of energy before competitions. They were all very excited and ready to go. That means uncontrolled, spontaneous tumbling, attempts at stunting in the hallway, launching American Girl dolls in the air and trying to stunt them, all of this at 7:30 in the morning. With each attempted stunt or tumble pass, your heart skips a beat because this place is packed with kids, parents, siblings, anything you can imagine. Someone can get hurt in a moment's notice. Again, the goal is to hand them off to the coaches and let them go to warm-ups in one piece. Only this year it was different. As team dad, I was going to go with the coaches to assist them with the team. I was actually pretty excited about this. I had already adopted this group as my own. I was curious to see what happens that makes these kids so focused and dialed in when they come out on stage. It was almost time, and the team started to get really excited. As Coach Kelsey gave the order to take off warm-ups, it was time. For a parent, the phrase, "Okay, warm-ups off," is your cue. That is your last time to get your child organized. Last touch-ups for makeup, hugs, kisses, etc. Everyone was ready. Coach Kelsey and Coach Jessica were leading the team down to warm-ups as Coach Ashley was still with the Grey Brays. As the team assembled and began to hold hands with one another, I noticed something. As all the girls were lining up 2 by 2, I noticed my man Beecher was a little hesitant. You see, this is a mini team, so the boy-girl thing was still being worked out in the prepubescent stage of their lives. He may have felt a little unintentionally left out. Well, I could certainly relate to how Beecher was feeling. As I looked around, I was clearly the only team dad in the room. So I walked over to Beecher and said, "Why don't you and I go to the back of the group, and us dudes can make sure these nice ladies make it safely to warm-ups." Beecher looked up at me relieved, put on a huge smile, and said, "That sounds like a great idea." As we walked to warm-ups, bringing up the back of the group, I knew I made a new friend in Beecher. It was time. We made it to our pre-warm-up staging area. This is where the team starts prepping for warm-ups, but it is really a time where the team begins getting their head in the game. With a young group, it is critical to have a consistent routine. The coaches are masterful at getting the team prepared. What was astounding to me was how all these young athletes burn off their nervous energy. These kids really get excited to go on stage. They worked so hard for so long, and now it was time. They could feel it. The few minutes before warm-ups consist of the opening, working on buddy stunts, and other stunt group drills. In between drills is chaos, all born out of nervous energy. There is laughter, tons of it, crying, jumping, tumbling, etc. I was amazed at the composure of the coaches because I was a nervous mess. As the team made its way back to warm-ups, the coaches stated that they did not need assistance in the warm-up area, as Coach Ashley was going to make it back in time for the grapes. I gave the team hugs and high fives and scurried out to the viewing area to get ready to watch the grape rays light up the stage. As grape was about to go on, I saw Coach Ashley taking her position as grape was about to hit the stage. I told her that peppermint was looking great and we're ready to go. That put her at ease for only a second as she shifted her focus to grape. The grape rays completed a fantastic routine for their first time on the stage. They did go on to win the competition, which was the second year in a row grape had won at Encore. Encore is a one-day competition. Most of the competitions Stingrays competes in are two-day competitions. The scary thing about a one-day competition is there is no room for error. If you drop, tumble bust, or bobble, it could cost you the competition. As they say in All-Star Cheer, if you hit, you just might win. If you don't, you could expect to lose. You get one shot in a 2 minute and 30 second routine to show the judges what you got. As we watched the other mini teams competing, I noticed some good competition. All of the teams put together great routines, and I was very impressed. As I watched more teams, I started to get nervous. Was our routine too ambitious? Are they going to hit that tough stunt? What am I going to tell my daughter if they do not hit? All of these thoughts run through my head as a parent of an all-star cheerleader. It can be very stressful making sure you are supportive at all times and be a leader for your child no matter what happens. Emotions run high, and everyone wants their team's kid to win. While winning is nice, it was important for my wife and I to instill they do their best, and that is all we will ask of them. As Peppermint came on stage, I noticed they had a swagger about them. After watching the team for almost 7 months now, I could tell they were on their game. As the coaches came out, they were getting settled in front of the team. I quickly asked Coach Kelsey how they looked in warm-ups. She gave me a concerning look and said it was a mess. A few of the parents leaned over to me to ask what Coach Kelsey said. I responded, "She said they looked incredible." I learned very quickly last year that the team will respond to the parents in the viewing area. The kids know when something is not right. It can be a gesture or a grim look on a parent's face that can send a routine into a tizzy. We have strict rules as a parent group. No matter what happens in the routine, keep the energy high and a smiling face the entire time as the team feeds off the energy, good or bad. The routine started, and Peppermint hit the opening with a bang. They had great energy and were very crisp and clean. As the routine went on, they got even better. Peppermint performed with tons of confidence and an energy that was off the charts. This was the beginning of something special. We could all feel it. As the team assembled into the stunt of death, none of the stunt groups batted an eye. They nailed the stunt perfectly. They went on to hit the pyramid sequence flawlessly, and the dance was incredible. After the music ended, the team erupted on stage as they knew they hit. As the parents started to filter off to assemble to wait for the team, a few parents from random teams at the competition came over to compliment how the routine went. They were very impressed. That very rarely happens with a level 1 mini team. A few hours passed, and it was time for awards. All of the level 1 teams had all performed, from the tiny division, 4 and 5 year old, all the way to the senior level 1 division, the high school ages. In all, there were about 60 level 1 teams that performed on that day total. I was nervous. There were some great teams that competed. We had just learned that Grape had finished in first place, which I was happy about. Now it was time to find out how Peppermint finished. They announced the team placements in reverse order. As fourth place and third place teams were announced, we knew we were in the top two. As the anticipation was building, the MC announced the second place team. At that point, we knew Peppermint finished first. We were all very excited. We got the fifth place monkey off our back, and I had two daughters going home with first place medals. As we started to pack our stuff and get our kids organized, the MC started to announce that they would be announcing the grand champion of the competition momentarily. As the parent of a tiny and a mini team, we normally just disregard that announcement, as many times a youth, junior, or senior team normally wins grand champion. Well, this time that changed. The MC announced, "And your grand champion for level 1 goes to, from Marietta, Georgia, the Stingray All-Stars Peppermint." My wife Kelly looked at me and said, "Did they just say Peppermint?" I said, "Yes, I think they did." Sure enough, they won grand champion of level 1, which equates to the best routine of all level 1 teams that competed, no matter what the age. We knew the routine was incredible, but the judges validated that performance with the award. It was a great start to the competition season.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Chapter 5. That concludes the reading. Next week, we will get into Chapter 6, WSF, Louisville, Kentucky. We will talk about the huge competition that is that happens in Kentucky. It's a completely different atmosphere. It is a competition where some of the largest teams and most popular teams around the nation converge in the Midwest. And it's the beginning of national season. So the intensity level is definitely ramped up. A lot of the kids are traveling away from home for the first time, going to a competition about 7 hours away, drive, a few hours flight. So brand new experience for a lot of these kids. A couple of mints were on the team the previous year, and we will see how they fare at WSF next chapter. Again, we are currently live on iTunes and on Google Play on your Android device, both on your iPhone or on your Android. I would appreciate it if you could take a minute and review the podcast. It certainly helps people finding the podcast and searches and things like that if you give it positive reviews. Otherwise, if you have any questions, you can always tweet me on Twitter at CrayCheerDad, C-R-A-Y CheerDad. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions or comments you had. Look forward to more readings, and we'll talk with you soon.
Welcome to Midland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're Midland.